Now, it is, well, less than 7 weeks to go until Christmas. It feels in a way as though Halloween and Bonfire Night out of the way. Suddenly, we're full tilt into the festive period. Buying for grown-ups is hard enough when it comes to presents, but getting gifts for children is a minefield. Tough enough if you are a parent, even harder for the rest of us with slightly younger relatives, etc. How do you make your choices? Do you buy what's on a child's Christmas list? Are you influenced by what's in the media? And, you know, do you head into the shops or just scroll around on Amazon, eBay and the like? Well, joining me now is Honey Lancaster-James, the psychologist, with, I've got to be honest, a whole Christmas sack full of toys in the studio for us to take a look at. But to talk about more broadly, I think, what might be going through parents' heads as we run into the Christmas buying season. So, Honey, welcome back to the programme. Good to have you with us.
Good morning. It's brilliant to be back. And how lovely, yes, to be able to bring in a lot of toys. I do feel a little bit like Mrs. Christmas today.
Exactly. I feel like we should get the eggnog or at least a nice glass of Buck's Fizz. But talk me through. So let's kick off. What have you actually got in front of you? What may we be seeing on Christmas lists this year?
Well, certainly what I've brought in today are a selection from the 12 Toys of Christmas, which is the list of toys that have been announced by eBay this year as being the predicted big hitters, the big selling toys. And there's a real range on there, actually. We've got, in front of me at the moment, I've got the For Real pet toy, which is a beautiful, big, cuddly dog here who you can turn on, but I won't turn him on because he might start kicking off.
Come on, let's have a cuddle.
Go on, I'll hand you over here. He is really
talking
lovely
to
cuddle.
The toy there, obviously.
Yes, to the dog, obviously. I've also brought in My Leather Unicorn. So unicorns are interesting because this year, all the girls in particular are really going for unicorn-themed toys. So two of the top hitters, two of the 12 toys, are unicorn-based. And My Leather Unicorn, I'm sort of tempted to turn her on. Shall I turn her on just briefly?
Yeah.
Okay. Because she... Here we go. Can you hear that? She's actually... Oh, she's going to sing a little bit, but actually she says very positive things to you. She's going to do that. So I'm going to switch her off for a second. But she actually says nice things to you, like she says, "You're great, you're my friend, well done," and all of this kind of thing. So she's a real mood booster.
Yeah, that kind of sort of positive affirmation.
That's right, yeah, positive affirmation.
I mean, that feels a little depressing to me. I'm a natural cynic, otherwise I wouldn't be getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning to be on the radio. But is this tying into what parents want for their children when it comes to their toys, that kind of positive thinking, etc.?
Well, it's interesting that you should ask that because basically eBay did a big piece of research to coincide with their announcement, and they actually surveyed 2,000 British parents and asked them what are the thought process you go through when you're buying toys for children. And one of the things this year that parents were saying they're concerned about is this issue of buying gender stereotypical. I can't take you seriously if you're sitting there cuddling the dog. You should see this. They're concerned about whether they should be getting very gender stereotypical toys that are aimed particularly at a particular gender, or whether they should be getting gender neutral toys. And I think one of the things around this is parents feel it's really important to be quite permissive, quite liberal with their children now. They want their children to develop naturally in terms of their interests, which I think is a great thing. But it's tending to make them feel a little bit stressed because 6 out of 10 of the parents who were surveyed said that they now feel stressed about their choices when it comes to buying toys in light of this debate. So I think it's interesting that when you look at the actual top 12 toys that are predicted to be really popular, only really two of them on the list could be considered gender neutral. Most of them are really quite specific. So like Myla the Unicorn, very much marketed towards girls. Mm. Doesn't mean that a boy can't play with her, because I think many boys would want to play with her. But
but it feels more directed. So how much of this then is coming from, parents? How much in turn is coming, I suppose, from the media as well, and the messages which go back and forth on that? But also, how much of this is coming from children? What do children actually want?
Well, it was interesting because what parents said was that they are very heavily influenced by their children's wish lists, with most parents saying that ultimately they will end up buying around 40 to 50% of what their child lists on that list. So this is very much dictated by children's choices. And the truth of the matter is that you know, several psychological studies have shown that children from a young age do tend to show certain preferences for particular toys. Mm. So very young girls will typically, if you put them in a room with a wide selection of toys, they will typically pick up the baby dolls, the teddy bears, they'll wrap them in blankets, they'll be very nurturing towards them. Whereas young boys will typically, not always, but will typically engage more in the kind of rough and tumble play, the competitive play, the science and engineering, Lego building type play. So you do tend to see those differences from a young age. Now, I think what parents should really be reassured by, though, is that that's okay. If your child is showing really strong preferences, that's fine. But if your child is really drawn to a toy that's traditionally marketed at the opposite mm-hmm. gender, that's okay too. And I think we live in a world now where we should be saying to our kids, whatever takes your interest, whatever you want to play with,
sure,
that's fine.
Let them lead the choices.
Absolutely, yes.
And I suppose, you know, looking ahead then, I mean, you've said that, you know, parents are getting more stressed about this. It's a shame because this shouldn't be a stressful time, but we know it is, unfortunately, because, you know, it is.
Well, it's stressful for a number of reasons. It's also a very financially, you know, stressful period for parents, yeah.
So, given the toys, I mean, you've been looking through the list, and given the sort of the direction of travel here, I mean, you know, what are the actual trends that you can kind of read into this? Where is this going in terms of future years?
I think probably one of the trends is that parents are perhaps wanting to get a bit of a balance. And so maybe they will go to their children's wish list and say, yes, you can have, you know, the toys that you're naturally drawn to. But they might also want to get some gender neutral options as well. And one of the things that they said was that what came out top as a gender neutral choice were things like puzzles, games and jigsaws, things that maybe typically siblings can play with together, the whole family can engage in, and arts and creative play based toys as well are really popular as well for a gender neutral toy choice option. So I think parents are sort of saying, we want to even things out, we want to get things that the whole family can enjoy, we also want to show that we're not just giving, you know, guns to boys and dolls to girls. We want to show a sort of a more permissive attitude in the home.
And finally then, honey, retailers, how are they actually tying into this as well? I mean, are they ahead of the curve here, or is this something that they're catching up with?
Well, I think retailers will always take the lead from obviously what's popular and what's selling. So that's going to come ultimately from children saying, I want that, when they see it in the shop or they see it on the TV. So certainly if you look at the 12 toys that eBay have predicted for this year, you can see very much there the influences coming through from children's choices. And I think that's quite right. That's what they're there to do. Yeah. They're there to make people happy. But at the same time, I love the fact that, you know, certainly retailers and you know, online marketplaces like eBay are also investing time and energy in doing the research behind that. So one of the things, for example, this year was they actually asked me to do a psychological analysis of the 12 toys to look at what are the additional benefits from playing with toys. Because we know that there are benefits to children. It's not just, we tend to think of it as a luxury of childhood to sit and play. But actually, this is where children learn. This is where they're developing their fine motor skills and all
growth.
Of that.
Yeah.
So even with a toy that you wouldn't necessarily immediately see sort of learning and development value, like, you know, like this wonderful baby alive here that I've got, you know, you wouldn't necessarily...
But it's terrifying.
It's terrifying. We were saying this morning, uncanny valley response. She's so lifelike. I love her, but I can see why some people would be a bit freaked out. But yeah, even toys like that have developmental benefits to them, potential benefits, particularly if you're getting your child a toy that's really in fashion this year, like the unicorn-based toys, because they typically will go to school or they'll go and meet with their friends and their friends will say, oh, let's go and play with that together. And that encourages sharing, it encourages peer interaction, socialising. So there are lots of different added benefits. And I think that's one of the things that this year I'm enjoying seeing is the fact that retailers are saying, look, this isn't just about the commercial side of Christmas and buying your child a big pile of toys. There are also added benefits to the choices that you make as well. So I think that's great.
Fantastic. The psychologist, Honey Lancaster-James, lovely to have you in the studio this
pleasure,
morning
pleasure.
With your enormous sack of toys.